Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking the time to join AWM Live Radio Broadcasting on this Friday, November the 10th. We thank you for taking your time, showing your support for us as we have these live radio broadcasts where we bring to you relatable topics that we just hope that you're able to be encouraged and inspired by and to share with others. So we thank God for this opportunity, and with today's topic that is being presented to you today is actually talking about loving oneself, but there's actually a subtopic into that is loving oneself from the inside out. And the reason why this topic is and that the thought came to me is that growing up, all of us know now, you know, or have an idea that when we're children, those experiences in life shape our adulthood, whether it be being taught how to cook, how to clean, how to, see our parents, you know, how they live their lives. And those are habits and characteristics that we take on. And it could even extend to we're at school and how we're at school and they tell us to, you know, stand in line because they to the person in front of you, space the person behind you to share, and, you know, if you're, you know, the family and, you know, those your age, share your toys. It just no matter what, just share what you have, to give what you have to someone else. And those are qualities that are great. Those are qualities that we need. And then in thinking about that, oftentimes they taught us what to do, but necessarily may not explain the why. And so in thinking about that, at that age, we were taught those things, and they had very monumental reasoning behind it. Because at that age, we only saw the world through our child eyes. And so that only consisted of our families, classmates, you know, different things like that. But we did not have the full understanding of the magnitude of the universe we live in. And so the parents and the teachers and those around us would teach us about those different things in life. You know, something as simple as how to stand in line, give the person in front of you space. Because again, they know as adults that you're going to be standing in line for the rest of your life. Whether you're going to be in line at the grocery store, whether you're going to be in line in the car, you know, sitting in traffic or on your way, you've got to give space before the car in front of us. And the same thing for the car behind us has to give space to us. So they taught us these basic principles in life as a young child that we took those on. And again, those are right and important and viable things that we needed to know at that age and even as we continue on in life. But in also looking at it, there is a also that has embedded within a lot of us where we tend to know how to give and don't know how to receive. Sometimes when we're even given something, it's just an internal response that we reject it. And because of that, oftentimes that, of course, as we've shared multiple times over the broadcast, is that it could stem from other areas. But also wanting to take a look at where different things we were taught play a factor in how we live our lives today. And sometimes if we were taught that you give, and knowing now that there was a reason why they taught us those things, because we're going to live with people for the rest of our lives. not necessarily meaning people in our house. It could be people on our jobs. It could be people at the store. We're going to be around for a period. And knowing how to function and interact with people, that's vital in our well-being. That's vital in the human being life, because we're all going to be around each other. And so learning that also could also teach us how to give love to other people and not really knowing how to give love to ourselves. And then when we think about, well, when we think about what is love, the first thing that comes to mind to us is God is love. And so in looking at knowing that God is love, God displayed love through giving his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, also revealing a character of love, which is sacrifice. Growing up, we were taught how to sacrifice for others. Again, like I shared before, share your toys, giving up what's important to us for someone else. And like I said, while those teachings are good and still hold great importance, but if we don't know how to love ourselves, how can we give it to others and truly be satisfied? And Jesus said in Matthew 22:39, love your neighbor as yourself. And neighbor is not just a person directly living across from you or next door to you. This is anybody that you encounter. And if we look at this, and if we honestly look at our lives, oftentimes we're very easy to give to other people, whether it be our time, whether it be our energy. And just like we have been taught to give, how on the outside, it's time to bring that balance by learning how to love ourselves. And many show love by doing for others. And while that's a great quality and value, such as our time, energy, care, compassion, all that the other person needs at the time is key for a successful relationship. But also take those same qualities we share towards others and learn to invest in yourself. And before we came on today, I was thinking of an investor. And I thought about how when I don't know anything about stock markets and things like that, but one thing I do know is that an investor protects and watches over their investment. So just because they may see a new company or a company that comes out and their stocks shoot up, they're the ones that typically wait. They do the research, they do the homework. They watch. They see how that investment or see how that company does before they invest what's important to them. And that same principle is the same way that we are to be with what is valuable to us, what's important to us. I remember, as a thought just comes to me, I remember growing up when I became of age and I wore the same size my mom did. And I would ask her, like, oh, can I wear those shoes? You know, oh, can I wear those pants? And she would always tell me no. And one day she told me, she said, because you do not take care. You mess up shoes and you rip and run through jeans. And so, of course, as a kid, all you heard was no. But then now I look back at it and I see, because she protected what was important to her. And that same principle should be for all of us, is to protect what's important to you. And if just like I said, when we look at time, energy, care, compassion, all those different things, it's ours. That's something that we have. That's something we have been given. And though Jesus said in Matthew 22:39, is to love your neighbor, he's not saying just to withhold that love and only keep it for yourself and those who are just like you and act just like you. No. But he's teaching us how to love ourselves. He's teaching us how to take love and show that to ourselves so we can be able to show it to others. And so when we look at God is love, and love requires a sacrifice. And giving is a part of that because, again, sacrifice is giving. And when we look at the first quality or the first valuable asset to us is time. Give yourself time to learn new things or change old habits. Looking at time to transition from one event to or task to another. And when we look at giving yourself time to learn new tasks, and the reason, and we look at that is because it was something that I've learned possibly over 7 years ago. We were at church, and it might have been on Wednesday, and we were taught about this human body. And it was something that has forever stuck with me, and it was, this body is going to change. Like every 10 years, you're going to experience things that you had not experienced prior to. And that's a part of life. We can't put a stop on it. We can't put a hold on it. And no matter how much people try to make whatever changes to their bodies, it's still going to change. Because once that is worn off, you got to go right back. Because, again, change is not going. Change is what it is. And so by being able to give yourself time to learn new things or change old habits and looking at when this body changes, when those things change, give yourself time. Give yourself the opportunity to move with that change, to transition from one event or task to another. We can be very sensitive to other people's time and allowing them more time for what they need, but be in a hurry, be in a rush when it comes to ourselves. And the next thing is energy. And this is very valuable. All that we do requires energy, whether bending down to pick up something or running across town. And also that's talking about physical energy, but what about mental energy? Also in our thinking, the more our minds are constantly active, the more energy we use. For example, have any of you ever experienced feeling tired after an intense or deep conversation like you just worked out for an hour? It's because it's energy. Picking our battles is a wise statement, and I think applies to how we use our energy, especially when we are not privileged to know the details of the next. And this may mean allowing your body to rest when there's a list of things to do. You just so happen to have 30 minutes free. All of us have different tasks and things that we need to do throughout the day. And if you're like, if your upbringing or if your life is filled with, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to be busy, you can't sit down because this needs to be done, you can't sit down until the task is finished, then that becomes your way of life. And when you do get 30 minutes, you fill it with something else. With that, what I've learned is that could be actually an opportunity to give yourself time to rest. Doesn't mean you got to go to sleep. It could just mean get off your feet. It could mean that you went all day and you hadn't drunk no water, you hadn't eaten anything, you haven't even given your time, giving your body time to just breathe. So that 30 minute or whatever that time is, whether it be going from one appointment to the next appointment, give yourself time to breathe. Because none of us know what that next moment is going to be. None of us does not know the details of what's going to be required of us. And many of us have had experiences like that where we have given and done, gave all the energy. We got 5 minutes and we filled it with something. Oh, let me check this email. Let me go and do this. Let me do that. Let me do that. And then the next task came up and we feel depleted by the end of the day. May not even remember everything that we did because our minds were so going, so highly active. But by allowing our bodies time to rest, this can actually provide a battery recharge, like you actually slept, just to give your body time so you can keep on going. Because on the flip side, what could happen is that it could be difficult to focus. Your body will get drained, or the task may not even be done like you wanted. I remember hearing that at church, was that we could even push ourselves to the point when our bodies talk to us. Our bodies are our best indicators to let us know, look, you are hitting the point of exhaustion. You need to take 5 minutes. You need to lay down. Or you need to cancel the rest of your afternoon because of where you're at. Whatever it is our bodies may be telling us, we need to do that. And even just a thought comes to me, sometimes that we have an opportunity in the evening and then something may come up, and knowing that we are just not in a place to be involved in it because our bodies are telling us to stop. But because we want to give our time, give this, do that, we neglect what our body is telling us. So we do it. Knowing that we are just not in a place, our mind is not there, we're drained, we're not even able to focus like we want to, but we yet give that time. So when we do finally go to sleep, we get a phone call that disrupts everything. And we really don't have what we need for what we are confined with. And it doesn't mean that not being there for others is wrong. But what it does mean is about picking the battle. Picking to see, is this something that I need to involve myself in? I said it weeks ago about recognizing when we should clock in and when we should clock out, when I should involve myself in something. Is this something that is beneficial for me? Can I give that other person? Can I give them my time? Can I give them my focus? Can I give them that? And it's by being able to recognize, no, I'm not saying that this is something we should do, tell everybody, no, it's about me. No, it's about balance. Taking those qualities that we were taught as a child about giving and learning how to pull that into ourselves and learning how to balance. Every situation is different. Every day is different. But learning how to balance it so we can be satisfied at the end of the day. And also learning how to redirect our energy can provide so much balance and freedom to everyday life. Freedom to spread out the to-do list and letting go of the pressure to get it done. While learning how to prioritize tasks, often we want to get the entire list done and we weigh heavy on ourselves when we don't. And this brings to the next point, and that's caring, to care. Give yourself some grace. I said that a while ago because that's what God told me. Give yourself some grace. Like I mentioned before, our bodies change, and we will continue to. And learning how to care for it is to recognize when things have changed and move along with the change. For example, like a baby that can no longer fit a small. But because we care for that child, we don't want to see them in what doesn't fit anymore. Why? Because it's uncomfortable. And so because we care for that child, we're going to roll with the change, put them in a bigger size. Same thing for us. What doesn't fit today, it's okay to change it. And it doesn't mean that we're unraveling the teachings that we have been taught. It's about learning how to incorporate that in our today. It's about learning how to balance it with us today. We have been able to multitask. For example, if we're a person who was able to multitask, you could be on the phone, you could be on the computer, sending text messages and cooking at the exact same time. You're just multitasking, just ripping and running and getting all of it done. And that is awesome. You can do that like nobody's business. But now, you need to focus on one thing at a time. And that's okay. Accept the change. Everything else in this body shows, and it's just work with it. Learning how to adjust to it. Learning that the things that we were able to do in our youth, we may not be able to do it now. It's about caring for our needs where we are now, caring for our body, caring for our thoughts, and even our desires. We may have had a desire for a dream or a goal, but now we don't have that anymore. And just because that's something that we've always may have wanted or just thought about doing or traveling, and we may come to the point where it's really not that, I don't have that interest anymore. And it's okay that whatever you're at now, if it has changed from where you were, and even so, this could be taking time to inquire of yourself. You know how, like, when you're in relationships, you do that check-in. Hey, I'm just checking in, seeing how you're doing, because, again, that is a sign of how you love them. You're caring about their well-being. You're caring about their day. You're caring about what concerns them. So you check in. And so don't we deserve that same kind of behavior towards ourselves? Should we not check in on ourselves, checking in on how we feel, checking in on our thoughts, checking in and be like, why did you think like that? Why did you react that way? Checking in, because what happens if we don't? That's not going to just magically disappear, especially if it's something like if we may have thought something, felt something, whatever it is. What will most likely happen is that it will travel back to our subconscious mind. And until something else comes that knocks on its door and is going to rear its head again. So being able to address that by checking in with ourselves, acknowledging how we may have felt, and caring for us just like we would with others. And the last point is compassion. When others are down, when they're in hard times, we share with them by displaying compassion, showing them sympathy for what they may be facing, for what they may be going. We put ourselves aside because we have that concern for where they're at, how that situation may be affecting them. And that is important. And also, it's even important as well to show towards ourselves. In times when we have faced failure or difficulty or hard times, show yourself this same concern and care where you're at instead of tearing yourself down. You know how we do sometimes. Well, why did you make that decision? Well, could the answer be because at that moment you thought that was the right thing to do? Just because the moment has passed and now you have gotten some knowledge to now see that that may have not been the best choice. Look, all of us are human. All of us have made choices. All of us are not going to be on cloud nine. All of us are not going to have the best conversation, the most intellectual thing to say, the answer to everybody's concern. We're not all going to be there. We're not going to be there all the time. And this reminds me of a quote from When I Am a Survivor, and it is that, look, we're not always going to have the knowledge and be perfect. And I reference that a lot because sometimes we tend to live life like we're superhuman. And there's nothing wrong with pushing and striving and going and working towards the greater. There's nothing wrong with that. But what actually hurt is when we have failed. And I know all of us have heard that, look, sometimes we have to fail. Sometimes we have to fall. But have you also thought about how we react to that also plays a factor? Because many people, I'm sure, have heard where these Fortune 500 companies, CEOs and founders have said, yeah, I've fallen. But I don't remember any of them ever saying, the ones that I've heard, had to ever say when they have fallen, they ripped themselves apart. They tore themselves down better than any grizzly bear. No, if anything, they gave them time to be in that place of sadness. And they dust themselves off and encourage themselves that you will do better next time. You will take this instance of failure, you're going to analyze and you're going to see what can I learn from this? What wisdom can I get from it? Because I have this dream, I have this goal, I have this desire. And whatever our desire is, whether it be to live a satisfied life. And listen, I didn't say perfect. I said satisfied. Because as we see, many people in this world live what we call this quote-unquote perfect life. You look good. Everything, you know, they do those videos at home and it looks like there is not a dust in sight. And you wonder, how do they even eat? Doesn't even look like the kitchen has ever been used. But the reality of it is that we are imperfect. We're not always going to have the right answers. And when we fall, when we face difficult things, when we face those ups and downs, and even in times where we feel like our brains are like silly putty, other times we feel like things are going right. This is a part of life, and that's why self-compassion is so vital. Because, again, we're not always going to feel the greatest, but how we react to ourselves can give us that satisfaction, can help us move forward. Because think about how the other person feels when they're down and you come and encourage them. Don't you deserve that same encouragement? And so the other thing is wanting to take the time to be concerned about you and where you're at the moment, addressing your needs so you can finish the task. When your heart is heavy, when your energy is low, address those needs. Why? Two reasons. First thing is to know that you will finish. Oftentimes, honestly, we're the only ones who can do it anyway. So it's going to get done. And also think of this, if we are broken down, then what? The second thing is no one else will or can do it for you. Yes, it would be great to have someone to satisfy those areas, but that's why it's called loving oneself. Only we can tend to it. While others are a great addition to our lives, but there's some things that we must do. And I want to end with these two things. First thing is Ecclesiastes 3:1. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the sun. Take time to show yourself some love. For we spend time for everything and everybody else. Let's take the time God has given us on this side of heaven to enjoy the beauty God has given us to learn to love ourselves. And the final thing is going to be found in the book, I When I Am a Survivor, on page 150. The first quote is, appreciate the person you are by elevating thoughts of who you are. This will save you a lot of heartache and disappointment and help you live life to the fullest. I want to let you know this. You are beautiful. You are loved, wonderful, and worth knowing, worth spending time with. Believe who you are, forgive what didn't and what you didn't learn, and give yourself grace. By shifting thought and giving others the support or boost we need, we'll remove the disappointment. In other words, by switching that expectation, give yourself the boost and the confidence you may need. Give yourself the encouragement you may need and not look for other people to do it because you may be disappointed because the other ones can't fit the bill. And the second quote, the last thing I want to say is spend time dancing to the music of your own drum beat and you will enjoy tuning into your own station. Enjoy spending time with yourself. Turn up to your favorite song. Take a nap or walk, write in your journal or start a journal. But these moments may seem simple or small, but it's ours. Enjoy spending time with us. So in other words, all in all I'm saying is it learning to love yourself from inside out. Thank you, everyone, for taking time to join the AWM live radio broadcast this Friday afternoon. Thank you again. We pray that you enjoy the rest of your day and have a safe, beautiful weekend. Thank you again for taking time with us. Until the next time, be blessed.